The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. It's time for the Sharks Morning Skate with all the latest on San Jose Sharks hockey. Here are your hosts, Dan Rusinowski and Drew Remenda.
From the city of brotherly love, we have the Morning Skate Show here at the Sharks Audio Network, and the San Jose Sharks coming off a emotionally charged, spectacular victory against the New Jersey Devils, a 1-0 win. It is only the 20th time in the history of the San Jose Sharks that they've won 1-0 in regulation. It's the 64th time that there's been either a 1-0 or a 0-0 game, and that includes losses, shootouts, overtime, and the old 0-0 tie doesn't exist anymore. But in all of those games, in all the 1-0 games that they won, nobody made more saves than Mackenzie Blackwood. We had one game at Madison Square Garden where Antti Niemi made 41 saves, and they had a 1-0 win. But that was, 9-10 years ago. So it's been a long time. You don't see it very often, but I want to start with the goaltending and about what that must have felt like for Mackenzie Blackwood to go into New Jersey and to have a shutout.
Well, you talked about on the Morning Skate, you know, that he had played his whole – he didn't play against them when they were in Jersey. That was Capo. But then when he played in San Jose – he was lights out for the one period he played.
19 minutes,
and then he got hurt. This game was... He was so dialed in. You know, I always watch a goaltender's head and try to find out where he's looking. He found every puck, even though there was so much traffic around him. So I asked him after the game, I said, how do you do that? Because sometimes you just gotta pick a spot where you think the shot's coming from because there's so much traffic. Sometimes you're able to be up because I'm taller and able to see. He said, but tonight I was able to find the puck a lot. And it's important obviously to find where the puck is coming from. But it's really hard in the NHL because everybody gets to the net. So I thought he saw the puck really well, and you could see that early. But he was in such control last night. He's a big guy with great legs. Like, his legs are so big. Goaltenders are big nowadays, but he's thick through his body. He had his legs so quick. And he was just so strong in that. He was stronger than everybody else. It was, especially in that third period where we saw what the Sharks did puck-wise. So, we were all happy for him, because Mackenzie's such a great dude. And he deserved the first carry. He deserved the win, and he did everything that you would want your goaltender to do for you. He won them the game.
Underrated part for me in terms of him seeing the puck, and part of that is just playing your position. Yeah. If you play your position right, the puck's going to hit you sometimes. Yeah. But in another case, I thought the defense boxed out the forwards really well to allow him to see at least a little bit of the lane.
Agreed. And they did a really good job. For the first two periods, they did a really good job. Third period, you had that push by the New Jersey Devils. There was that scramble near the end of the game where Luke Cunning and I think Mario just buried guys. When it was scramble at the net, and it was just like old-time hockey, you were told, put him on his tail.
Do whatever it takes.
Exactly. And that's exactly what they did. That was really good in that regard. The guys played with urgency at the end. They were desperate. They kind of caused most of their own problems, which I know we're going to talk about. But you're right. You have to get that help. And I thought the practice that we talked about the day before, where they worked on all that stuff, really came to fruition, because they needed to play that type of way, especially against a team like New Jersey as good as they are. They're going to need it tonight.
Well, they will need it tonight. The Flyers didn't play last night. They're a desperate hockey team. They really need the victories. And that gets into a topic we're going to get into in a couple of minutes. But I wanted to ask about just two players, Henry Thrun and Jack Thompson. They didn't know where they were playing that day. They were asked to take on a much larger responsibility, and now they've got a back-to-back situation. How do you follow up on that? How do you prepare yourself mentally for what they're going to go through?
I don't think they have any problem. I mean, the kids nowadays, it's, yes, they're quiet, sometimes, you know, far too quiet, but...
Well, they're on their phone.
Yeah, well, but they're so in tune with what they have to do. You know, they're elite level athletes, and they don't get, and they, you know, we talked about it, Henry doesn't get high or low. He just stays even keel. Jack seems to be the same way. And by the way, when you watch those two walking together, they could be brothers. But Jack looks like Henry and vice versa. It's amazing. But the one thing I think is that you have to rely on is, and we talk about this all the time, the controllables. What can I do? What do I do well? And focus on those two or three things. And for Henry and for Jack, it's both defense first. I thought they both played really well yesterday. I mean, they were sharp. Get back to pucks quick, and then exits. And that's what Lions folks are. All the things that you can control, everything else you have to read in there.
What you also have is the third period scenario here tonight, which is different than last night. Last night, the third period scenario was you're playing an elite team, and they were going to push as hard as they could. 19 shots on net, Blackwood amazing. The Sharks were just kind of holding their fingers in the dike, hoping that the dam didn't burst. And it didn't, thankfully. But tonight is a different story because now you're facing a team that's a little fresher. They're as desperate, maybe more desperate than you are, where they are in the standing. Same thing in the Eastern Conference. But I'm looking at this game and I'm saying, the third period, you have to take on what Ryan Warsofsky was talking about earlier, and that is you can't get tired. Why don't you explain what that mentality is? In other words, you are getting tired, but you have to tell yourself you're not. Give us, is that fake it to make it, or what is it?
Basically, first off, in the third period, don't cause yourself problems. And the number one way that you do that is by turning the puck over. And the Sharks cause their own problems and cause themselves to be out there for a long time. That the run line, couple opportunities because of giveaways in the defensive zone, were out on the ice way too long. That one shift was 3.5 minutes for crying out loud. But that's because they gave the puck. So as a number one, make sure that you make your time on the ice as easy as possible by making the right play with the puck. And sometimes there is no play with the puck. So you protect it or you get rid of it, and you get rid of it by getting it down the ice.
Without icing.
Without icing the puck. Everybody's got that foot play down there. But the other part is that you embrace that grind, and we talk about that all the time as well. These guys are amazing shape, absolutely amazing condition. And their recovery, it's not that long. If they go for as hard as you can, 40-second shift, you'll be able to recover in pretty much the same amount of time. You know, When you work out, when you are, you know, for me, it's when I'm doing sparring and martial arts and things like that, you go as hard as you can for 3 minutes. And you don't even do that. There's rest times during the sparring round. There's rest times because you can't go as hard as you can for 3 minutes. So, but you have your own internal clock that you know when your legs are getting heavy. And the one thing about the legs getting heavy is just don't put yourself in a position where you're chasing the game or chasing the puck all the time. So the one thing is you've got to make sure that you control your time on the ice by making the right play when you're out there and making sure that you're talking to your players it's the right play that they're making as well, your teammates. That's the big key.
Maybe for tonight's game too, that fourth line that played so well yesterday, maybe they ought to get a little more ice in the third period because maybe I understand the 1-0 game last night, but maybe they should have gotten a little more.
Yes, absolutely. They were terrific yesterday. And why were they good yesterday? They took care of the puck and they skated. Simple as that. And they worked their tails off.
Giovanni Smith made some good plays.
Really good. I was really happy for Giovanni. And he's a guy who's been working to try to get in the lineup. He gets his opportunity and he puts in a real good performance. And that's what you have to do. You have to make it impossible for the coach to take you out.
And tonight, Will Smith will be back in the lineup after sitting out last night with a planned development night. He is going to be very motivated going up against Matvei Michkov. Looks like Macklin Celebrini is also playing. Couple of lineup decisions at the end. We're expecting Vitek Vanacek in the net. Should be a great game tonight. We're on the air at 3:30 Pacific time. Jason Demers will be 2-0 after this game. He already told me that. So make sure you tune into the Sharks Audio Network for all the action. Until then, that's the Morning Skate Show for today.
You've been listening to the Sharks Morning Skate. Make sure you're listening all season long to the latest Sharks news and information right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.